Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Welcome to the House of Praise, Full Gospel Missionary Baptist Church, with Bishop Dr. Wayne Thomas and Minister Charissia Thomas.
I want you to stand up this time and play it. From the King James Version. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth enduring to all generations. The scripture reading came from Psalm 100, the King James Version. May this word be a blessing to the hearers and the doers of God's holy and divine word. Amen, 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 amen. So just open up your heart and just receive what this woman of God is ministering to her, to us through her music. And we have a lot going on in all homes, in everybody's personal lives, on our jobs, in the church, at the grocery stores, at the bank, at the post office. It's just a lot going on. So we need to be more kind and more sensitive to other people's situations and not just be so consumed with what we're going through. Because how are we going to make God's word effective if we say we love the Lord, but we are being selfish with the blessings of God? His word, the encouragement, the nine fruit of the Spirit, just ministering something to someone, because the Bible says a soft word would turn away wrath. Amen. And God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Glory to God. God is good. So we're going to get started with this song.
In ways I can't explain and can't deny. Hallelujah to the name of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, Lord God, for last night's rest. Thank you, Lord God, for the many blessings that you are giving us and in bestowing our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking little and multiplying it into much, Lord God. Lord, as you, the only one that can provide for our needs and our wants, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I confess that I have sinned and come short of your glory. I repent and ask that you forgive me, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. And forgive others at the sound of my voice, Lord God, who, Lord, we know that you hold all power in your hand, Lord God. We know that you are a God that never sleep nor slumber, oh God. We know that you are a God that multiplies, a God that heals, a God that can make the water stand still, oh God. The Lord of heaven that can change the direction of the wind, oh Lord God, and say, peace be still. Lord, we just thank you for all that you are doing, all that you have done, and all that you will do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you just come in by the presence of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and visit homes and hospitals, Lord God, and sanctuaries and jobs, oh Lord God. And by the humility of man's heart, Lord God, that you come in, Lord God, and just minister to us by the presence of, in the way of your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God, giving us a peace of mind, giving us a calm heart and a calm spirit, oh Lord God, that we may complete our task and be functional, Lord God, for the work of the Lord and on our jobs and be good providers at home, Lord God. God, we just want to thank you in all things. We want to thank you in the small. We want to thank you in the least. And we want to thank you in the great, Lord God, because without you, Lord God, we can do nothing but fail. But we know that the scriptures say we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us, Philippians 4:13. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for all your men and women of God, all your pastors and your Sunday school teachers and evangelists, Lord God, and Lord, just the fivefold ministry, Lord God. Lord, we're just thanking you for every church door that's open in humility, Lord God, and trying to give people the word and the way to salvation on this morning, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for making a way when we felt that it was no way, even as we had faith, but our faith can get a little shaky sometimes, Lord God. I ask in the name of Jesus that you strengthen the body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hold us up where we weak. Build us up where we're torn down by the world and by the persecutors, Lord God. Help us, oh Lord God, to get focused. Help us, Lord God, to get some fire under our feet. Help us, Lord God, to stand on your word. Help us, Lord God, to grow bigger and better and more humble in our faith, Lord God, in our faith walk, in our faith journey, our faith purpose, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just help us on this morning, Lord God. Keep us in your keeping care. Hold us in the hollow of your hand, Lord God. Put us under the safety of your pavilion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you give us more spiritual insight, more wisdom, more guidance, Lord God, more leadership, Lord God. Teach us, Lord God. Show us the way, Lord God. Show us how to minister right, Lord God. Show us how to love right. Show us how to walk right on the Roman road of salvation this morning, Lord God. Oh, just help, Lord God, in the areas of our lives where we need to be cleansed and purged, Lord God, and placed back in the right fellowship in your good graces, oh Lord God. Because you said grace and mercy will be with us all the days of our lives, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord God, for entrusting us with your word, Lord God, even though we're just tents housing the Holy Ghost, Lord God, until the day and the return of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for Jesus dying
in our stead, Lord God, that we might have the right to the tree of life. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, for the leading and guiding of your Holy Spirit in all truth and righteousness, Lord God. And Lord, we just thank you for one Lord and one Spirit and one baptism, Lord God. We thank you for Jesus showing us the way and teaching us the way and loving us the way, Lord God, that he loved us. He loved us so much, Lord God. He laid his own life down for us, Lord God, that we may have eternal rest and have a good life on earth. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. Lord, we really thank you on today. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. And Father God, as we come into another four-year presidential with President Donald Trump, Lord God, we ask that you hold him, Lord God, and keep him, Lord God. Keep everybody from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God, because everybody needs to know that you are the righteous judge, Lord God, and you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But we just ask that you put a safety arm around our President, Lord God, and let this be not a shocker, but a smooth sailing, that we all may be blessed. In the name of Jesus, I pray this prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. I just want to end my show today, January 22nd, 2025, just with a word of encouragement and just with some wisdom from the knowledge and knowing who Christ Jesus is. I know sometime in this life, you know, things are not going to go the way that we want it to go. And sometimes the Lord will allow it to go in our favor. But that's the grace and the mercy of the Almighty and wise God. Because he's omniscient, omnipotent, and he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's all-knowing, and he has all power. And God is a God, you know, sometimes it may confuse us because God says that his ways are higher than our ways. His thinking is higher than our thinking. You know, nothing we can do that, you know, is perfect to God and will measure up to the power of the living and all wise and sovereign God. So, things are not going to always go the way we want it to go, the way we think it should go. But still have faith and still reflect on the goodness that the Lord has already given us and given you and given me. Reflect on what he's already brought you out of and bringing you through. Reflect on that you didn't have to be thrown in the fire like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just reflect on how the Lord tended to Daniel in the lion's den. Just reflect on all the goodness and the kindness and the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ on this morning. Because God loves us even in our shortcomings. And that's sin. And even though we are saved and we have accepted Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior, and some of us has accepted salvation, Romans 10:9, I just want to encourage us as the brethren. And I'm not going to leave nobody out, but I'm talking to the body of Christ, the saved folks today. I just want y'all to keep going. Keep asking God to give you strength. Keep praying when you don't even know what you're praying about, for, and who. Just pray. Just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. Just thank him for being God and God all by himself. Just thank him for dying and he was buried and he rose. Just thank God for eternal salvation through his son, Jesus Christ. We all have something to tell God thank you for. I am eternal grateful to the Lord. I am just thankful to the Lord on today. No matter what challenges I face, someone is facing the same challenge. Someone have faced that challenge, but the Lord have saw them through it. Some of us are really going through it this morning. And I want you guys to look to the hills with cometh your help. And know all of your help come from the Lord God Jesus Christ. God is good on this morning. God never come up short in his dealings with his creation and his children. God have all power in his hands. And God loves us and he forgives us over and over and over and over and over again. But there's a little secret to the forgiveness of God. Don't you know we have to forgive each other as humans? That our Father in heaven may forgive us. We cannot leave out any of the counsel of the Holy Writ, and that's the Bible. If we're going to tell it, let's tell it all. Let's tell it that the wages of sin is death, and the free gift of God is eternal salvation. Let's tell that, you know, but we just want to just thank God on this morning. And we're just asking the Lord with our new president to just have mercy on the United States. Give us wisdom, 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 wisdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. God is good. Have mercy on us all, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, God. And we pray these things and ask these things and petition these things in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Lift up your head to the hills. with coming your help. And all of our help comes from the Lord. Amen.
Every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army. Army rising up.
do was called sometimes.